For nearly a year, the drill rig Kolik has been moored in Unalaska's Captain's Bay. But within the next few weeks, the Shell-owned rig is slated to be in Seattle. According to Shell spokesperson Curtis Smith, the Kolik will be heading down to Seattle for planned technical upgrades. The modifications are expected to cost tens of millions of dollars, and the goal is to reduce the rig's emissions by 90%.
Generally, the modifications we're going to make are going to give the Kolik a smaller environmental footprint.
The Kolik is a primary component of Shell's 2012 exploration plan. The company had previously intended to use the Kolik as a backup relief well unit. But now, that rig and the drillship Noble Discoverer will be used to drill wells in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas if Shell gets a green light from the federal government. Shell's Arctic drilling plan was held up this year after the company was unable to secure air permits. Because the Kolik is now a major part of Shell's 2012 plan, Smith says that the rig needed to be taken to Seattle to get the upgrades done as quickly as possible. The modifications are expected to take up to 10 months. He adds that while Shell wanted to keep the project local, there were obstacles to doing those modifications here in Alaska.
The modification requirements of the Kolik are going to necessitate a larger shipyard than currently exists in the area. So specifically, a large shipyard, but also the 400-plus workers that are needed to make the upgrades do not naturally exist in Dutch Harbor, nor, frankly, is there enough lodging to accommodate an influx of manpower on that scale.
But while the Kolik will be gone for a while, Smith says that the mobile drill rig will almost certainly be back. Offshore Systems, Inc. built a custom dock for it this winter, and Shell's oil spill response vessel, the Nanook, will also be staying in town. Jim Butler is the information officer for OSI, and he says that the Kolik's departure will probably only affect the company in the short term.
We expect it to slow down some, but that's the nature of trying to work cooperatively with Shell. Is we want to make sure their project is as successful as possible.
Assistant City Manager John Fulton says that having the modifications done elsewhere will have some impact on the city's economy.
Anytime a company brings people to the community and helps stimulate the economy, that's good for us. Of course, we get sales tax, and that helps us fund government. But there's also other economic benefits. You know, they buy food at the store. They perhaps buy merchandise at another store. They provide employment to some local residents, and that's all a good thing. It helps our economy to stay healthy, and though we're primarily a fishing port, diversification of the economy is always a good thing.
He adds that without a big increase in housing units, it would have been difficult to conduct a large-scale project like this in town.
In other remote communities, rural communities that I've worked in, it's not uncommon to bring in what they call camp housing units. They're somewhat portable often. Sometimes it's not cost effective to remove them from the community, but basically a construction camp type housing. And that's what was kind of needed for this project, and there just apparently there wasn't adequate or sufficient space available.
The Kolik is expected to leave Unalaska by the end of June. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.